Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Today, I'm joined by a guest, which I'm very excited about because, you know, I like to have different seasons of life. Well, right now, I'm in my hot girl summer season, and this is a continuation of that journey. She is a book club bitch. She is the owner of Team Lift. She is an online fitness coach for women. It is Lucy Evans. Hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's honestly an honour because I listen to this podcast like every week, and now it feels a little bit weird that I'm here on it.
I know. Do you know what? I always like to have, so many people are going to think that I've been working with an online coach, and so many people are going to be thinking that you are my online coach. You're actually not. You're actually not. But I always love to support the listeners, to support the book club bitches. I will always try and put the listeners first, you know. So we're so excited to have you here. So I have been stalking you on Instagram, your whole journey, how you approach this, because I think so many of us are like living the law of attraction, right? And we can manifest things really easily. And I'm maybe mostly speaking for myself here, but one thing that's always evaded me is being able to stick to my health goals, my body goals, my fitness goals. For some reason, that one thing in the past has always been really, really hard to stick to, apart from this year. This year, I've been doing a little bit better. So let us know, why is it so difficult for people to manifest their fitness goals? Why is it so hard?
I personally think it's because so many of us try to do it in such an unrealistic way to our lives. Like, I think over the years we've seen so many different things that, you know, tell us we should be in the gym 5 times a week, or we should be eating dry chicken and salad every day if we want to see X amount of pounds lost on the scales, or we want to, you know, make these changes in our life. But actually, when you take a step back and think, how, like, does this fit into my life? Like, is it realistic to my life? Can I actually sustain these long term? Most of the time, the answer is no. And so when you're having those tough weeks where, I don't know, like the kids are ill or your dog's dying, I don't know, I've had like 3 clients' dogs die this week. when you can actually like do those things on those weeks, that's when you know you're going to be able to sustain it. But I think so many of us just get caught in this kind of all in or all out mentality, and we can't do it on the tough weeks. And then it becomes this vicious cycle. Like, we tell ourselves all of a sudden we're failures. We have no willpower. We can't ever stick to anything. And then the cycle just repeats.
I guess it's not exciting to be like, guess what? If you make small changes steadily over a long period of time, over time, you'll see incredible results. People want to be like, yo, bitch, sign up to my Barry's Bootcamp, or other boot camps are available, but like, sign up to this crazy thing. We're going to give you a an enema every day, and you're going to drop 3 dress sizes in a week. Like, that is exciting. People want the quick fix, don't they? But yeah. I think that's one thing I've learned. Starting from January the 1st, my goal was health is wealth this year. Like, that was my number one priority. And I started off just using the Atomic Habits model, which is a book we read in the book club, of just making little tiny changes. And I tell you what, we are now in May, and not only have I lost a stone, but my health is generally so much better because of these tiny changes. And I saw something on your Instagram that said, find something that you can stick to on your worst days. I might be getting that wrong, but
no,
is that the general rule? Like, on your worst day, you can still do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the days that matter. Like, we can all do things when we're motivated and it's exciting. Like, we can all do that. But it's like the true change and the true the true long-term change is going to come on those tough days where you can't be bothered to do it. And the days that you do normally give up and you do normally like give in to those bad habits that aren't serving you anymore. And you're right, like, yeah. It's not exciting, like, to tell people, actually, if you do this slower and smaller, they're like, oh, I need to go all in if I'm going to see results. And I'm like, no, like, take 2 steps. Is it 2 steps? No, 1 step back to take 2 steps forward.
Something like that. We get what you're saying. I think my tiny atomic habit that, like, when you say that, what is something you can stick to on your worst day? For me, it's getting one of those walking pads. You know, like one of those little mini treadmills. That has been a fucking game changer for me. And it seems like such a gimmick that people buy and then it's something that they need to declutter from their home. But I keep it behind my sofa, so it's not ugly. You can't really see it. And I have it slightly angled to point towards the TV. And if I look at my little step counter, I've got a little, what do you call it when it's not a, like, it's like an old school step counter, because I don't want any like radiation.
Pedometer or something.
It's a fucking pedometer, Lucy. Look at it. $16.99 from Amazon. I'll link it down below. But I look at my little step counter, and one of the things my online coach said was just be in a slight calorie deficit every day and do 8,000 steps a day. That is literally all I have to do. It's not taking over my life. I don't need to suddenly become fucking Lymphor Christie. Like, I can just do that. And if my step count is low, like on days when I haven't got the children, like today is a work day, I'm sat in my office all day. All I need to do is go down on that treadmill for 20 minutes twice a day. And I stand and I scroll, I answer my emails, I voice note my friends. And I tell you what, it is such a game changer. So is there anything like that that you found from your clients that is a real hack that you can do on your worst days?
Well, the walking pad is a great example, because like you said, it doesn't feel like it's necessarily taking away from your life by doing it. Like, when we're really busy and we maybe don't have time, we tell ourselves, I don't have time to exercise today, or I don't have time to get outside. Like you said, you can get on the walking pad. Doesn't matter if it's raining outside, you can still get on your walking pad and do your 8,000 steps. So I think small things like that, but I think like you said, doubling up with other things. So I use the example of, like, if you're trying to get into running, let's say, a lot of people like to try running at this time of year. And if you're trying to get into running, like, little incremental like changes you can make, or even invest in yourself to actually get yourself outside. Like, I think, right, well, I associate running with like dying. So what can I take?
Pain, like, misery.
Yeah, but actually, right, okay, I'm going to buy myself like a nice pair of headphones so that I can go and listen to my favorite podcast when I'm running. Like, make it so that if you're trying to implement something in your life, make it actually enjoyable. Like you said, it's not maybe necessarily sexy, but let's make it as enjoyable as we possibly can, and double up with things that, you know, we like doing, with things that maybe we don't like doing initially, until they become part of your life.
Definitely. And so I've noticed that you tend to focus not just on nutrition and exercise, but actually more about the mindset, which I think, speaking to so many women, it's actually their mindset that's holding them back more than anything else. So can you explain to us how you do work with people's mindset to help them overcome like these obstacles that are stopping them reaching their fitness goals?
Yeah, so many different things, but I think the way you, when you start trying to make healthy changes in your lifestyle, the way you approach it with your mind is going to have a massive impact on how your journey is going to go. And I think there's a couple of things here that are like really important to mention. So the first thing is when we start a, call it a fitness journey, it can be whatever you like. You know, when we start trying to maybe feel better in ourselves, when we start trying to get fitter, when we maybe we're trying to lose a bit of fat, we often do it from like a place of like hate for ourselves and a place of negativity, because we're looking in the mirror and we don't like what we see, or we look at like, you know, what it's going to take away from our lives. But actually, it's so important, like, first and foremost, that you decide to make these changes from like a place of love for yourself. Like, what is like getting outside and going for a walk every day going to do for you? Like, is it going to make you feel, have more energy, make you maybe, you know, boost your mood, boost your productivity? But if you're going out for a walk because you think your legs are too wobbly, and actually, like, I can't think of an example, but yeah, like if you think your legs are too wobbly and you hate the way they look in a pair of shorts, that's not going to be enough to get you outside, because that's not good for anyone. So I think firstly, definitely doing things
If you're just doing it because you want to look good for your holiday. I notice that with people where they're like, oh, I want to look good for summer. And I throw the term around hot girl summer a lot, because I truly feel like that's my era I'm trying to like bring in. But yeah, like when people are like, oh, I want to get fit for summer, I want to get fit for a holiday, that's never going to bring you lasting change, is it? I think your why has, like, my why is I'm a single parent, I can't die because my children will be separated, so I'm yeah, like, I have to stay alive, I want longevity, I want to be agile and fit as fuck when I'm older so I can play with my grandchildren. Also, I would like to meet a man, I would like to also look hot, but my why is so big that once that holiday is over, or once that event is over, my self-discipline and my motivation is still there, because my motivation is so much bigger than a fucking holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think so many people don't ask themselves why enough. They think their why is because they want to be X amount on the scales, or they want to fit into that dress that they fit into before they had two kids, you know, and that's not going to be enough. Like, it might get you going, but it won't keep you going. And actually, I always try and get people to say, I ask them why, and then I'll ask them why again, and why again, and why again. I'm like that annoying person that's like, but why? Because then you actually get down into those deeper layers. Like you said, like, you're a single parent, you can't die. Like, so for some people, it's that, you know, they get on an aeroplane and they feel overweight because they can't fit into the seat. Like, and that makes them feel stupid or silly, or, you know, and it really goes so much deeper. And I think you have to really actually dig deep, and it's not necessarily like comfortable to do that, but that will bring you back every time, because you'll be like, no, like, I don't want to get on that aeroplane and not fit in the seat, or I don't want to not be around for my children when I'm older, because that's going to be what, you know, gets you out the door or makes you make those changes. So yeah, the why is huge.
I think it's interesting you say as well about you don't go out for that walk because you want to fit into that dress or whatever, but actually because it will make you feel better. Because this is how my mindset has shifted. And I was like number one fucking couch potato. And yeah, I think because I don't get very, very overweight, people can't believe quite how bad my lifestyle was. But my average step count was about 2,000 a day. I was eating Deliveroo twice a day, like chronic overeater. addicted to certain foods. And I used to tell myself the story. My mindset was like, life is so hard as a single mum with three young children. And it was hard. Like, that part was true. But anything I could do to save myself energy, driving to school rather than walking, anything that would conserve energy, I was like, I want to do the least amount possible because life is so hard. Whereas now I'm looking at it as like, I'm not getting on this treadmill for 40 minutes. And a treadmill is just an example. For some people, the idea of a treadmill is like really depressing. But for me, you know, I've got young children. I can't leave the house at night to go out for a run. Me being able to do that in my sitting room is amazing. I'm doing it to have more energy. I'm doing it to be able to have more fun with my children. Like, I feel like for me, that has been the major mindset shift that changes every decision you make. It used to be, well, I'm going to order a delivery at 10 o'clock at night because I've had a really, like, today was hard and I deserve it. Whereas now it's like, I'm going to nourish my body well because I deserve it, because today was hard. And actually, you find as soon as you start making those better decisions, your days aren't as hard. Like, all of a sudden, they're not as hard. Like, you start to have more energy. And I think sometimes people are looking for such complicated answers when it comes to fitness. Whereas really, it's like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you moving your body enough? And are you being nourished? Are we missing out on just those real basics, do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think there's so much out there now that we get so caught up and overwhelmed with all the information that it stops people from, you know, what actually does make them feel better. Like, sometimes it might be as simple as I get a client to stop having 5 cups of coffee and forgetting to drink till like 6 p.m. and actually now they're focusing on drinking 1.5 liters of water, and it does have an impact, like you said, on like your energy and mood. And we get so focused on like what all these changes are going to take away from our life that we forget to focus on all the things that it's going to actually add to our lives as well. And as you said, it has a knock-on impact on so many other things in your life. I think focusing on your health genuinely does like make you show up better for your job, show up better for your children. Like, and it's not a selfish act that's going to take away from, you know, your time and your energy. It's actually going to probably add to those things.
100%. And as well, like you said about that overload of information, I think sometimes people feel like they have to stick to one thing, or there's one thing that's going to do it for them. Whereas I feel like, for me, it's a combination of things. So at the moment, I'm calorie counting. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's terrible, you mustn't do that. But I think as someone that was a chronic overeater, I needed that awareness. I'd never weighed myself. I didn't have scales. So actually weighing myself every morning and actually being able to see where I'm going with that has been incredible. But on top of that, in the book club, we've read a couple of books like Atomic Habits, How to Quit Emotional Eating. Those mindset shifts have almost layered on top of that. On top of that, I also listen to subliminals. So I have a weight loss subliminal, which has so many powerful affirmations in it about like, I'm excited to get up tomorrow and improve my health. Like every day I'm improving my health. Every day my body's getting fitter and stronger. And before you know it, like I genuinely think just doing a subliminal on its own won't really have much of an impact. But when you start to combine all these different things together, I think that's when the magic happens, isn't it? When you're taking all these different pieces and kind of applying it all together. So I just fucking love that. What do you use? Like, what are your mindset techniques, or what are your things?
So for me, my fitness journey started when my law of attraction journey started at the same time when I was in a really low place mentally. And I, you know, someday I'd come out of a horrible breakup. I literally sometimes didn't even want to get out of bed. And I was same as you, never exercise. I didn't see the point in it. I was like, why would you want to spend your day doing that? I always take myself back to that moment and how I felt, and I never want to feel like that again. I know that, and I know if I don't do the things that help or make me feel good, I will probably go back there at some point. I think some, you know, unfortunately, I probably am one of these people that maybe struggles with my mental health every now and again, but I've got that under control by like doing things that I know are good for me. So I think sometimes we like really tough, bad times in our life can be really what like propels us forward. And I think sometimes we
100%.
Yeah. And we make like our story some people, I think, make it like their story, but then they like almost stay there. Whereas if you do the work to get yourself out of there and remind yourself like of where you were, I think that can be a real motivation to keep driving you forward. So for me, like that's my biggest why, is like my mental health, and anything that comes kind of physically as a result is a bonus, you know. I think that's the first thing. And like I said, knowing how I feel really when I don't do it. So we speak about motivation and discipline. And I think one of the biggest things I like to ask myself is like, what is future me going to thank me for? What is tomorrow's me, next week's me going to thank me for? And actually, like skipping my workout today, or, you know, maybe ordering like a delivery for the third time in the day, is my tomorrow me. It's not going to thank me. I'll probably be annoyed at myself. It will probably lead into another day and the next day. So yeah, like always bring myself back to that question. And yeah, I just think like reminding yourself kind of how the small changes can really add up over time. How, you know, eventually, like for me now, it's become so ingrained in my life that it's just my new normal, but it hasn't always been that way. And I think we almost want to skip the hard bit sometimes, and we want to skip the bit where it's like, oh, I don't want to do this. It feels difficult. But I think our brains always try and take us back to that like little comfort zone, that to habits that maybe aren't serving us. And actually, you got to push through and you've got to keep going. And eventually, you won't even necessarily need to pull on these techniques or, you know, like your hacks, because it will become your new normal. But you almost have to push through. Have you ever seen the film? Well, I'm guessing you probably have, but the film Finding Nemo.
Yes, many times, unfortunately.
So, you know Dory when she's like, keep swimming, keep swimming, keep swimming. Like, I bring myself back to that sometimes. Like, you got to keep swimming. Like, you've got to keep going. And eventually, you'll be fine. But you've got to push through that hard, like, that hard bit and keep yourself going.
100%. And I think sometimes, as much as we're saying, it's not that exciting to see, like, small changes built up over a period of time. As somebody that has undiagnosed ADHD, starts things, gets excited about, and then finishes, I have found a lot of pleasure in seeing that really slow progress and sticking to something. I think the only thing I can compare it to is like the book club that I run. That is reading in one book a month. And I've done that for, I don't know, 3 years now. What's 3 times 12? Don't tell me. 36? Yes.
I'm just going to say yes.
I think it's 36. Maths is not my forte. And it's like actually committing to that small act of just reading a book, I genuinely believe has a far bigger compounding effect on my life than like spending £10,000 on going to an extreme, you know, 1 week retreat that you just do one time. And I think that really applies to exercise as well. Like, it's not about taking that massive one-time action. It's about just taking those small actions that slowly get you there. And like you say, it actually becomes a part of who you are and it becomes effortless. At the beginning, when it was like, you've got to weigh yourself every day and you've got to count your calories, I was like, what? This is so much time out of my life. It's so much energy. And now it's just something that I do. But I think people underestimate sometimes that when you want to manifest anything in your life, no matter what it is, that takes a certain amount of time, energy, space, dedication. And something that I've dedicated myself to focusing on is my health. And that is something that I really, really want to do. It's something I really want to prioritize. And I often get drawn by the siren song of like success and wealth, because I find those things easy to manifest. Like, they're really easy. And recently I've committed to listening to my weight loss subliminal every single night. And there's certain times where I'm like, oh, I really just want to switch and do a wealth one because I really could do that at the minute, or success. Maybe I'm, you know, I've got something big coming up. And it takes a little bit of self-discipline to be like, actually, no, you've committed to focusing on this one area. And I go back and I'm like, no, because it's not something you do once that's going to make the difference, right? It's like the thing that you do over and over again. So I just wanted to say it to people, like, if you're trying to manifest better health or fitness, there is, it's not all just about manifesting and wishing. Like, you do have to put that bit of time and space and energy in. So something I wanted to ask you about was, how important do you think it is to start showing up as the person that you want to be? When you visualize that future you, how important is it to just start showing up as that?
Oh, like, so, so important, because our actions are almost what creates the story, right? So I often see people say they want certain things, or they want their life. Maybe they want eating well to just become what they do. But then you look at their actions and the choices they make kind of day to day, and there's this big gap between kind of where they are and who they want to be. So sometimes I like to call myself out. I do this a lot with like wealth and when I'm making decisions, and you can apply the same to, you know, whether you're deciding to order that takeaway versus cooking the healthy meal, or, you know, so on and so forth. But I always say, like, okay, what would a wealthy woman do today? Is this what wealthy woman version of me would do? And I think the important thing here is you have to remember that's going to look different for everyone. So showing up, don't show up as the person that you see on Instagram that has nothing, no similarities to your life whatsoever. And don't start thinking, okay, well, if I want to be this person, I need to start getting up at 6 a.m. every morning and going to the gym, because that isn't going to keep you going. You need to first, I think, look at, what does success look like for you? What does that person look like for you? And then every time you start kind of taking an action that doesn't then align with that person, you need to almost call yourself out and be like, okay, is this what that person would do? And then I think over time, you start taking those small actions and you start kind of building up that belief in yourself that you can do it. And that's when the story kind of starts to change, and you're no longer kind of faking showing up as that person. You are that person, and you don't even necessarily even realize it until you look back and be like, wow, like 3 months ago, I would never have done that. Or, you know, and I think it's so important to kind of take those actions before you're ready, because your comfort zone then is just never gonna grow, and you're never gonna expand into that person that you want to be.
So start taking the really small steps. In January, when I made this health is wealth mantra for the year, I have got this girl that goes to my school. She's not a girl, she's like my age, but she's got children that go to my children's school. And I just low-key stalk her on Instagram, because she's amazing, right? She goes cold water swimming with her children. Her oldest daughter's about 14, and she's already competed in triathlons and stuff. Every weekend, they're like climbing up a mountain, or they're doing whatever. And I would just message her and be like, do you know what, Charlotte? I like really admire you. Like, you're the kind of mum that I want to be. But spoiler alert, I don't know if anyone knows this, but when you've got toddler twins, you ain't climbing up no fucking mountain. Like, it ain't happening. Like, they will not do it. I can barely get them to walk across the car park. And so I felt really stunted and really like, that's never going to be possible for me. But what I identified from that was the kind of person that I wanted to be in 2024 was the kind of mum that, not as far as Charlotte, because that felt so out of reach for me, but I felt like I was doing my children a disservice. So I wanted to be the kind of mum that was like outdoors and active. Those were my two words, was just outdoors and active. And so every Sunday, me and my friend Kelly started taking the girls out on their scooters. And we would go for a walk either around the marina or around the city or wherever. And we'd sometimes stop and have lunch and whatever. But we would get out and we would be active no matter what the weather. And it was about after 2 months of doing this that just doing that on a Sunday became just a regular part of our lives. And before I knew it, I was like, I'm the kind of bitch that does outdoor activities with her children. We're getting out, we're active. And it's amazing how quickly that just becomes a part of who you are. And then, like you say, your growth expands. It's like, okay, well, if I can do that, what's the next thing that we could do? Could we maybe do it on bikes? Could we then maybe try and do a little trek in the countryside? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think just starting to show up as that mum I wanted to be was really powerful.
Yeah, I think I like to think of it as like,
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A ladder, right? And that person that you were seeing on Instagram that was climbing those mountains is maybe like on the 10th step of the ladder. But actually, you need to think, right, what do I need to do right now to get me to that, just that first step? And then once you're at that first step, you said like it's your normal. And then you can be like, right, now I'm going to add something and then I'm going to go to that second step. And over time, and that I think that is another key thing, is like we never rush it. Like, go to that next step when you feel ready and you feel like the one habit or the one thing that you've done to get you to that first step is your normal. Don't just, you know, because if you're not mastering the first step, then you're not going to be able to master the eighth, the ninth step to get you to where you want to be.
Definitely. Also, let's talk about exercise that we actually enjoy, because I don't want anyone to be listening to this thinking, oh, fucking hell, they're talking about treadmills, they're talking about running, oh, kill me now. I at the moment am reading a book in the book club called The Power of Fun, and it's all about rediscovering. I'm gonna be 40 next year, and I feel like I've really lost touch of like what is fun. Like, I genuinely don't know what I do for fun anymore. And we're not talking about getting day drunk on rosé at a bottomless brunch. Like, that's fake fun. We're talking about real, real sober fun, laugh out loud fun. And so this really has tied in with my fitness goals, because I've found that a lot of things I actually find fun are moving, like physically moving. And I don't think it's any coincidence. And it's amazing the things that you genuinely find fun. So my daughter goes Irish dancing, right? I've never... Yeah. Done Irish dancing. I thought you genuinely had to be Irish to be an Irish dancer. I don't know why I thought that. And she has started teaching me it. And let me tell you, it is joyous. I have so much fun doing it. I'm burning calories. It's an exercise I enjoy. I'm starting pole dancing classes on Monday. Hot girl summer is coming at you. I'm going to be pole dancing with my ass out on my Instagram. Get ready. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life and at Francesca Amber if you want to see that. It might not be straight away because I need to get good first, but trust me, it's coming. I will be getting a pole in my house. So many things. Horse riding, like, do you find that if people can find something, badminton, that's another thing I forgot I fucking loved. As a child, I loved badminton. So do we sometimes need to take our mindset out of the gym, out of the treadmill, out of running, and really just find something we enjoy?
Oh, 1,000,000%. Like, you are going to be able to stay consistent with something if you look forward to doing it and you know how good it makes you feel when you do it. Whereas if you're, you know, putting yourself through the paces at this boot camp that you actually hate doing, you're not going to want to go and do that when it's raining. Kind of similar to coming back to what we said about like, do what you can do on your tough days. If you're having a tough day and you know you're going Irish dancing with your daughter later, that's going to make you feel good. That's going to be like, okay, this is going to get me out of my funk that I'm in today. Whereas if you think, oh, actually, I've got to go put myself through that horrendous boot camp, like, you're not going to do it. And then what happens? You skip it. You then start telling yourself that story that you can never stick to anything. And then the cycle begins. So I think doing something you enjoy is huge. And also, I think if you are in a place where you don't know where to start, start there, like start with something you enjoy. Because when you don't know where to start and you are feeling overwhelmed and your motivation is low, maybe you're not feeling great within yourself, it's going to be much easier to pick something up that you actually want to do rather than something you feel like you should be doing. And it's funny because I think then like your version of fun starts changing, and like you said, like you just, and then it grows and it changes from there. And you'd be surprised what you enjoy 6 months down the line that you really didn't enjoy 6 months ago.
If someone had said to me, you're going to enjoy Irish dancing, I'd be like, respectfully, fuck off. No, I am not. No, Irish dancing, are you fucking kidding me? But I fucking love it. I think it's because I'm doing it with my daughter. So I'm encouraging her to be active. It's something that we're doing together. I really enjoy that. But also, so when I was on this quest of like fun, I used to have horses when I was a teenager. Obsessed with horses, loved it, was always riding. And I went horse riding recently, hated every minute, every goddamn minute. So sometimes what we used to enjoy, we no longer do. But also, yeah, you might surprise yourself. Like, can I just clarify? I don't actually go to the children's Irish dancing class. I don't partake. She just teaches me at home, just in case the... just in case there was any confusion. I don't actually go to the class. But yeah, I think that is the real key, is finding something that you love doing. And then it's just effortless almost, isn't it? Like, why do we feel like we have to punish ourselves? Why? In fact, now I'm sitting here saying this, like, why would you want to force yourself to go to the gym? And some people really enjoy the gym. Good for you. I pray that I'm one of those people one day. But to start you off, why not just do something that you genuinely love? And then not only are you raising your vibration, you're having fun, you're relaxing your nervous system, but you're getting fit too. It's a win-win. Win-win-win.
Yeah. And I think this is where so many people overcomplicate it, because there is so much out there that says, you know, weight training is great or so, like whatever. Mm. Like, but, and yeah, all these things are great. But if you're not moving right now and not doing anything, then anything is going to be great. So don't get caught up in that like perfection mindset of like, oh no, I have to be doing this exact workout if I want to be that person. You don't. You just need to be doing something. And so start with something that you enjoy that makes that feel that little bit easier. I also just wanted to add, I think like, just because you do enjoy it, it doesn't mean you're going to necessarily feel excited to go. I think there's always like that element of like a little bit nervous to try something new. But I think like, if it excites you as well as makes you nervous, then that's when you know you need to go and do it. Push yourself out of your comfort zone, because you never know.
I'm shitting myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I am legit shitting myself about the pole dancing, I'm not going to lie. So I used to work in strip clubs when I was younger, not as a stripper, but I used to work in quite a few strip clubs. Like, it was just my thing for some reason. And one of the strippers once said to me and my sister, do you want to come around my house and I'll teach you how to pole dance? We were like, yeah, let's do it. So we like gave her £10 each and she had a pole in her bedroom. Looking back, it was all very bizarre, but we absolutely loved it. Like, I remember that period of time, I would swing around anything I could find, a lamppost, a pole in a nightclub, forget it, get that dancer off the stage, I'm coming up. Like, I was really into it. So I feel like I'm excited, but I'm also scared. Like, I'm the unfittest that I've ever been in my life. I'm the oldest that I've ever been in my life. Like, I'm pretty sure I've got a fucking frozen shoulder. And I'm going with people I know, like in my local vicinity. And you've got to do it with your trousers off. And I just feel like, yeah, I'm fucking terrified, man. But I just keep thinking, imagine in 6 months' time, it's coming, guys. That video is going to be coming to an Instagram page near you. Me with my thong on, pole dancing. It's coming. And I just keep thinking
for it.
It's happening. It is happening. What I was going to ask you was, what are the best motivation hacks? So when we can't be bothered to do the things that we know are good for us, and we all get into those slumps, like I have really great days and really shit days, are you relying on motivation or are you relying on self-discipline? Like, tell us, what can we do on those days that we're feeling like, nah?
So the way I like to describe it to my clients is like motivation is like that flaky friend that you literally can never rely on. Like you make plans with them, you don't know, really know if they're going to turn up. And all week you're thinking, are they going to be there? Like, are they not? And actually, like you, and then you've got discipline that are like your true solid friends, and you know the ones you can rely on. You know they're going to be there for you in the tough times and the good times, right? And that's how I like to think of it. So I think like you can't rely on motivation if you ever want to be able to get anywhere. And that's actually, for me, that was a game changer, because I always used to think, I don't feel motivated today. I'm not going to do it. I'll wait till tomorrow when I feel more motivated. And actually, when you start to realize, like, most people, like, it's my job, and I genuinely got up this morning and considered skipping what I know I needed to do. And even though I knew that it would set my day up and make me feel so much better. So I think, like, firstly, thinking that you don't need motivation to take action, like reminding yourself of that is like freeing. I think also remembering that like motivation actually comes once you've taken the action, like once you've actually started making those changes and you start to see the results and the impact that it's having on how you feel within yourself, that's when you're motivated to keep going. And that's when you're more likely to keep going, because you don't want to have done all this work for the last 6 months and then all of a sudden have to start from scratch again. So remembering as well that like motivation comes from action. And then discipline, I think, again, it's about like that story we tell ourselves, isn't it? Like people say, I have no discipline, have no willpower whatsoever. And actually, like, no one is born like more disciplined than someone else. Discipline genuinely is like something we can practice and we can get better at. But we will never like get better at it if we don't push through on those days we don't feel like doing it. So you kind of do have to show up a few times when you don't want to. And I think this is like a fine line, because I talk a lot about to some people about like not putting some people I think put too much pressure on themselves and they're too harsh on themselves sometimes. And I'm not saying like if if you're sick you should still be pushing through and going, but what I'm saying is if like you're just sat on the sofa and you just can't be bothered, like that's when you know you need to get up and do something. Or you know, when you're considering ordering the takeaway, go and make that meal that you've got in the fridge, or get yourself outside, get on your walking pad. Like it, and then what happens is you start to see you can do hard things when you don't feel like it. And then you know, we're not disciplined to brush our teeth every night, but we do it. Like, and I think we don't always see like the benefits of it straight away. Like if I didn't brush, I said this to one of my clients today, if I didn't brush my teeth tonight or tomorrow night or the next day, I might have a bit of breath, but I wouldn't necessarily see the like downfalls of it until a few weeks down the line or a year down the line when all my teeth are falling out. So remembering like get comfortable with like pushing through and doing things now, like stay disciplined now, because your future self, you need to get comfortable basically with seeing the results further on down the line. And I think that's why people struggle with discipline, because they can't see the results of their efforts like right now, right away in some cases.
Motivation really is overrated, isn't it? I think people rely on motivation so much. And it's like, if I relied on motivation for this podcast, there'd be about 3 episodes. Like, yeah. We'd not be 200 episodes deep. Like, it just wouldn't be a thing. Self-discipline really is something that I've had to cultivate and learn, because like you say, no one's born with discipline. Like, this isn't something for me. Going back to that whole thing of becoming the kind of person that you want to be, I started to notice a real a separation of like, I was this person that was able to manifest a successful business. I was able to pull myself out of the depths of a really bad situation. I was able to parent my children and buy my dream home and do all these things, right, that you would deem as like successful. And yet there was this secret part of my life where I was compulsively overeating. My delivery habit was absolutely out of control. I should have shares in that company. Well, not anymore. And all of a sudden, it suddenly felt like that's not the kind of person I am. It's like, how can I be this successful person who can teach other people how to live their dream lives, and yet this area of my life I can't control or focus? So it started to, the other areas of my life started to lift that up. And it suddenly seemed like it was two different people, and it was no longer in alignment with the kind of person that I was. And so I think sometimes general self-development will help you. Like, I feel like fitness is an inevitable part of self-development, because you realize that the mind and body cannot be separated, and that doing this will help your self-development, but also self-development will help your fitness. Like, they kind of go hand in hand. And that's something I've found really interesting, is just becoming that kind of person that you want to be, acting in ways towards yourself when other people aren't looking. I think that that also builds like a lot of self-love and self-trust in yourself. You know, like, I really love and trust myself because I've managed to build this podcast and this business to support myself and my family. And that's not something that I always was able to do. When I was younger, I was like the worst employee, would never turn up, was always late, would have all these mystery illnesses that were mostly made up. And I never trusted or loved myself because I wasn't showing up for life. Whereas now, I love and trust myself because I've provided this for myself, and that now is extending to my health and fitness. That love and trust was never there, but it's slowly every day through these small actions when no one else is looking, like it's just me, it's starting to build and become the kind of person that you are. And I heard you say something on your Instagram while I was stalking you, that sometimes we need to change other areas in our lives before our habits can change. So I feel like that really feeds into that. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So I have a lot of clients that will come to me saying things like, I really struggle with like overeating in the evenings, or I really struggle with actually sticking to some kind of exercise routine. And when you actually delve a bit deeper, you realize it's because they've got a newborn and they're getting absolutely no sleep, or and therefore like they're not getting up in the mornings, and because they've had no sleep. Or you know, you may have someone that work stress is really high and they do a lot of long hours, and actually like they're missing workouts because they've got no energy by the end of the day because they've given it to everybody else. And it's like, actually, instead of hammering home to yourself that you're an overeater or that you always skip workouts and you do all these things, you actually need to sometimes go back a step and think, what is the root cause of these issues? So the root cause of sometimes people overeating and relying on snacks is because they're so tired, they've got no energy, and they're reaching for sugar all the time. So actually, like, okay, how can we look at improving your sleep? Like, okay, if you've got a newborn, like there's probably not much we can do about that right now, but like I had a client recently that she would stay up late because that was like her time. And she was like, I go to bed late because for me, like that's the only time I get to myself. And so we came up with like, right, she's going to go up to bed and she's going to like read a book and put the light on, and she's going to be in bed. Like she hasn't got to go through that whole like, okay, I'm downstairs, I need to get myself ready, do my teeth, get in bed. And before you know it, it's another hour passed. So, and then eventually like, so it's not about like, you know, some people can't get 8 hours sleep a night and that's absolutely fine. But how can you improve the root cause of some of your issues that will probably then have a knock on effect on whether you can, you know, for example, if you've had enough sleep, you're going to have more energy to be able to make a healthy meal for yourself in the morning, or you're not going to necessarily, and then that's going to have a knock on effect on you reaching for the sugar throughout the day because you've actually had like a decent meal first thing. Like just that as a small example shows that how that one action of her just going up to bed and deciding to read her book. And actually she said, once I was in bed and I was reading my book, I fell asleep. Whereas when she was downstairs watching the TV, she wasn't getting to bed at a decent time. And then that was impacting the whole of her next day. So I think sometimes we tell ourselves that we're not good at things, but actually until you improve certain areas, you're never going to be good at that thing until you go back a step.
Yeah, that's the difference really between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset, isn't it? It's like, I'm a night owl. I've always been this way. This is the only time I have to. And I feel that. That lady, I feel that. Like, I, when my children go to sleep, I'm like, oh, it's my time. I can do what I want. And we do sabotage ourselves. It always amazes me how something as simple as getting to bed before midnight as opposed to after can make you feel the next day. You've suddenly got the energy to get up and to do your steps and to prepare a healthy meal. If you're running on fumes, you ain't gonna do any of that shit. Like, it's just not gonna happen. And I think that's reality, is women's lives are busier than ever before. The majority of housework, the majority of childcare is still all on us, and it can be hard to fit this shit in. I think to focus on your health and fitness is a privilege to be able to do that, but also it should be a priority, because like you say, it's going to make every area of your life easier. It's going to make it easier, it's going to be better, you're going to have more energy and everything else we've talked about. One final thing I wanted to speak to you about and get your opinion on this is, with the law of attraction, we obviously know that, like, where your attention goes, energy flows. You want to focus on what you want to manifest, not what you want to get rid of. So we shouldn't be saying, I don't want to be fat. We should be saying, I want to be fit and healthy. Or, you know, you shouldn't be anti-war. You should be pro-peace. You know, you should always be like pro something rather than anti something. And something I noticed is, so when we read this book about emotional eating, my biggest thing was I was eating, and this is just me being honest and laying myself bare here. When I told my friend Emily this, she absolutely took the piss out of me for weeks. So hopefully no one will do that. But I was genuinely eating Deliveroo twice a day and sometimes McDonald's breakfast too. So I was literally cooking at home for my children, eating that too. And then I would eat all these extra meals. And I felt like my biggest accomplishment from that emotional eating book would be to stop, especially the evening one, because I would have an evening meal with my children, put them to bed, go downstairs, and at 9 o'clock, that true crime documentary would go on and the Deliveroo doorbell would be going. And for me, I was like, I just want to stop that, because not only was it terrible for my health, it was so many excess calories, but also fucking expensive, man. Like, all my money was going on that too. And something I noticed just the other day that was really interesting was when I was focusing on, like, only have 5 Deliveroos a week and then only have 3 Deliveroos a week, nothing ever changed. Like, I couldn't stop it. However, from the 1st of January, when I've started focusing on really small changes to my health. So I think the first one on January 1st was I was going to take my supplements every day. So it didn't matter if I still had Deliveroo every day. I wasn't considered a failure. I was keeping the promise to myself of, I will take my supplements every day. Then I think week 2 was go to bed before midnight. Week 3 was drink more water. And then it was like, do 8,000 steps. And it slowly built up. Do you know what I fucking noticed? I have had about 7 Deliveroos in the last 2 months. And I hadn't even noticed. And I think it's because I wasn't focusing on no Deliveroo, no Deliveroo, no Deliveroo. Just like when we're manifesting, we shouldn't be focusing on, I can't be single, I can't be single, I can't be unemployed. I was simply focusing on the small steps that I could take. And the Deliveroo just fell by the wayside. Have you seen this happen with other people where they're not like, that was my mountain, and it's just fucking crumpled. I didn't even notice that it had crumbled. It took me so long to even notice it. Isn't that wild?
That's amazing. But it just shows, doesn't it, how, like, a small action can then have such a knock-on effect in all areas of your life. And then before you know it, a habit that wasn't serving you is pretty much gone. And, you know, I bet you enjoy those Deliveroos more now, like, when you have them, because you're like, I haven't had 3 already today, you know? Like, I think that's I mean, you might not, but but yeah, like, I definitely see that. And I, in my job, like, a lot of clients will say to me, God, you always notice, like, the positives, or you always pick out, like, the good things that I've done. And it's like, I think as humans, we always focus, our brains obviously always, like, designed to keep us safe, aren't they? So they always focus on, like, the negative or the things we shouldn't be doing. And actually shifting that perspective from, like, okay, I'm actually, it's about doing what makes you feel good rather than all the things that you haven't achieved. And like, I'll have this a lot of clients, they'll check in with me every week and they'll say, oh, I did this, I felt better, I fit into those jeans, but like I missed that workout or the scales haven't gone down. And I'm like, forget about the scales or forget about what you didn't achieve. Look at all the things that you have. And I think you start to like feel great about yourself, don't you? Right. You can, and then that has that knock on effect. Like all those other things, they don't really matter anymore. Like, because you're focusing on what makes you feel good. And I think when you focus on the things that are going to make you feel good and the habits that make you feel good, the rest does tend to disappear because it's not in our like world or our periphery anymore, because that's not what that version of you does now.
100%. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. I've absolutely loved this. I don't want people to think I'm suddenly turning into fucking Deliciously Ella or whatever noughties version that I don't know how long ago that was, but like, I'm not turning into some fitness gym guy, or maybe I am, who knows? But I just love the idea of how we can tie our fitness goals in with mindset and law of attraction, because from my own experience so far, I just know that that is what has got me the success so far. And for me, not having Deliveroo twice a day is a massive success. For me, doing 10,000 steps a day is a big success. Start where you are and just see where you can fucking go. So anyway, where can everybody find you online? How can people find you?
So I give out loads of free tips and advice over on my Instagram mainly. That's where I always am, Lucy_TeamLift. And if you want to hear my voice, I don't know why, because I can never listen to my voice back. But I also have a podcast called Your Weekly Lift, where I chat a lot about these kind of topics in a lot more detail.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I did not know you had a podcast. You need to promote
that. That's why
that
I clearly don't talk about it enough.
No. Yeah, but that's because you don't like your voice, see? So then you're not talking about it. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Go and listen to that. I'm going to go and listen to that. Yes.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. Definitely. You know, I think so much information is given in podcasts, similar to what you say about books. Like, there's a whole load of free information out there that people put into these podcasts, and we definitely don't, they're so underutilized. So yeah, go and listen.
And what about if people want to work with you one-on-one? You offer online coaching?
Yeah, so I work with women on a one-to-one basis. It's myself and two other ladies. We're all at kind of different phases in our lives, so I feel like we kind of have someone, a coach now, for where most women are at. And yeah, everything we do is personal, one-to-one, like bespoke, because we truly believe that like if you are going to stick to it, it needs to be realistic to your life and it needs to be personal to your life. So we really want to like get to know people for who they are, not some like cookie cutter cut out program that's like a one size fits all approach. Like, this is like true one-to-one online coaching. And if you're someone that's maybe sat there thinking like, online coaching isn't for me, I need someone in person that's gonna, you know, give me a kick up the bum, like, online coaching genuinely helps you with kind of all areas of your life. Like, it's not that 1 hour in the gym that's gonna make the difference to your day to day. It's the small habits, and that's kind of what we wanna help you with.
Amazing. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, guess what? My new Hot Girl Summer subliminal is out now. So I've updated it, I've revised it. It is all things to do with fitness, nutrition, motivation, self-love, because that's really important as well, how you see yourself. You have to love your body to want to treat it better. It's not about hating yourself and wanting to get better. It's actually, I love myself and this is why I'm doing it. So if you want to check that out, it's at francescaamber.com. And if you want to see me swinging around a pole in a thong, I'm on Instagram at Francesca Amber and at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Will I ever do that video? I don't know. We don't know. But thank you so much for coming on today. The Law of Attraction's Changed My Life is going to change yours too, bitch. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.